Friends, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. That's a quote from the Bible, the book of John, chapter 15, verse 13. This one scripture tells us so much about God. Number one, God loves you. Just the way you are, He loves you. He cares about you. He knows you. He has love for all mankind and a special personal love just for you. But how has God expressed this love for you? Number two, Jesus laid His life down for you. Jesus Christ became a man, led a sinless life, and offered Himself as the sacrifice for your sin. He shed His blood, He laid His life down, suffered and died, so that you may be set free from the bondage of sin. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. Jesus died so you can be saved. He rose from the dead to give you the free gift of everlasting life, so you can go to heaven. Have you asked Him to be your Savior? But there's even more. As it says in John 15, 13, Jesus laid down His life for His friends. Jesus Christ wants to be your friend. Can you imagine that? Almighty God, the Creator of all things, wants to know you as a friend. He wants you, just as you are, to have a lifelong friendship and relationship with Him. Trust me, He's the greatest friend you'll ever have. Have you asked Him to save you? He wants to know you. He wants to be your friend. Won't you pray with me now? Accept Jesus Christ as your Savior just by saying this prayer along with me. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner, but I believe that You died on the cross for me, that You shed Your blood for the forgiveness of my sin, and I believe that You rose into heaven to prepare a place for me. I accept You right now as my Savior, my Lord, my God, and my friend. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Set me free from sin. And because You're my Savior, Jesus, I shall not die but have everlasting life. Thank You, Jesus. Now that you've accepted Jesus, just go tell other people about Him. Tell other people what a great thing God has done for you. The greatest thing that's ever been done is that God sent His Son to die for our sin and to be raised from the dead that we might have everlasting life in Him. If you've accepted Christ, God now lives inside of you, and He wants to do His ministry. He wants to go serve other people through you. Go out and serve God. Tell other people that Jesus Christ is Lord, is Savior, and yes, your friend.